left or right, or you bleed red or blue. You better listen up, friends, cause we got a show for you. So come on,
all right, everybody, good morning. If you're up with us at our incredible time slot that we get here at 7 a.m. Central on Sunday mornings. I just had the date all set up, and now my computer's the 19th, 17th, 18th. It's November 18th. Doesn't really matter. It's today. It's episode 21, which every time I say the episode number, it just kind of gets a little cooler because 21 weeks in a row, it kind of feels like that we actually really have a show, Heath. You know what I mean? Well, we're here this morning. We're here on a topic that, for really several years, we kind of have two subject matters that I'm going to cover. Our guest today is Brian Davis, from the Brian Davis Band, who wrote the most famous song to ever come out of Hutchinson, Kansas, the Cody Talks theme song, which I greatly appreciate. I hope that, someday down the road, it actually does you some good that there's more than six or eight people that hear it. But, I'm really excited to have you here. We're going to skip the normal current events part of this thing because I want to get right into, we're going to cover three different things. Two of them are going to be combined. There's nothing to do in my hometown. Every time I say my hometown, it really means Hutchinson, Kansas, because that's where I'm hearing the argument. Right. But I know for a fact that I think it applies to every city or town across the United States with less than 100,000 people.
Yeah, but I even hear it in Wichita.
Yeah, people absolutely. With over half a million people. So we're going to cover, there's nothing to do in my hometown. My hometown sucks at supporting, I'll probably say the arts. It's kind of going to be a music focus, but the arts. And then what was the third thing I was going to cover? I have no idea.
Should have taken notes. Sometimes through
the show, I'll come up with this great third point that I was going to cover, but I totally just blanked on it. So we're going to talk about your band. That's what I want to do some band promotions. That was the third thing.
Cool.
How about the fact that I forgot that one of the three things?
And I forgot it too.
Okay. Well, so that's why the local music scene sucks is because of lack of promotion.
There you go.
Anyway, the cool thing about this discussion, it's actually the second time it's happened, on Cody Talks. We haven't had the other guest on yet. But this whole bringing you on the show this morning stemmed from a Facebook post of yours.
Right.
I've known you for a long time. Kind of known you for a really long time, known you a little better here in the last couple of years. But this discussion right here stemmed off of a Facebook post that you posted. I don't remember when it was, three or four weeks ago.
October 15th. I wrote it down just because I figured you'd ask.
Tell us your side of what you posted and why you posted that.
Well, to start, it actually started from, there's another page called You Know You're From Hutchinson, Kansas If, and it's out there on Facebook. And I peruse through that from time to time and have some nostalgia there as far as people post old-time pictures of Hutch and have memories from their childhood and whatever. And somebody had posted, they were from Colorado, they were on that page because they have family here, it looks like, and they had been here for an event for music. And they were basically blasting Hutchinson for not supporting the musicians because I think their event was somewhat of a bust. I don't know. I didn't attend that event.
Right.
Maybe that's why it was a bust. I didn't go.
Right,
because
you
know.
Weren't there.
Exactly. Anyway, and you guys weren't there either out there on the camera.
Right.
But long story short, so we had a little banter back and forth. It was friendly back and forth. But I was saying that, you know, they do support the arts, because I've been in this scene for almost 20 years now, and we have found a following. And so then I got to thinking, well, maybe I'm just a bit too glass half full, too optimistic about this thing. So I put it on my personal page, which has a lot of my friends are musicians on that page. And so I posted the question, you know, friends, do you think Hutchinson is supportive of its musicians? And that was, you know, normally some of my posts might get about 15 looks. That thing blew up.
Right.
And it was cool. And so I jotted down some notes for today's conversation about some of the things that came in on that. But, you know, it was a mixed review. I would say there's probably more that said no than said yes, honestly. So.
And a lot of, okay, on a personal note, I get tired of the Hutch is worse than everywhere else in the world sentiment, okay?
Yep.
Because Hutchinson, Kansas, by all means, Hutchinson, Kansas has its flaws.
Mm-hmm.
And some of its flaws are probably higher or more flawed than average.
Mm-hmm.
But some of its flaws are less flawed than, you know, it's across the board, very much a great cross section of America in Hutchinson, Kansas. It's part
right.
of the reason that I love it. It's the variety that's here of every kind of thing. And I'm not claiming huge amount of diversity. But we're just a standard kind of Midwestern town that has all the great things that I love about a small town.
Right.
And it's starting to really have some of the things that I love about a big city too. You know,
mm-hmm.
it's not on a Wichita or a Kansas City or a New York City level. But I read your post. We're personal friends on Facebook.
Right.
read the post, and I started to see not all, but some of those. Hutchinson is the worst place in the world
right.
about supporting its local music scene.
Yep.
And I tried to come back. I know for sure with my first comment, was something along the lines of, hey, Brian, could you ask anyone that says no to your question, does Hutchinson support its local musicians,
right.
to give examples, or I can't remember if I said
what they would do to fix it.
What they would do to fix it.
Right.
I
think you got none to that response.
and quite honestly, It was a baited. I think it was pretty obvious that I was baiting it.
Right.
That I wanted anyone that said, no, Hutch sucks and is the worst ever, to say, what's the solution to that?
Right.
Because, first of all, I think if you're really going to publicly attack someone or the actions or the processes that someone or an organization takes, that you ought to have an idea of how they could do it better.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't think you can say you're doing that wrong if you don't know what another option is or
right.
a right option is. So I baited the question, got really zero responses, got some people that came back that said Lawrence rocks, you know, those kind of things.
Right.
And then you came back. Which I kind of knew you would, because I knew that at least in my opinion, you look at it with a level-headed, common sense approach, and kind of started this. Hutch really isn't. I don't want to say that Hutch is super at supporting the local music scene.
Right.
You know, part of that's just our demographics. It's the diversity of our demographics, which leads to this band and this genre of music. Isn't going to appeal to everyone in Hutchinson.
Right.
It's also, you know, we have, as you well know, we have more than our share of folks that like music that was made a long time ago. You know, we have our share of older generations who actually support their music scene pretty well and
right.
go out and go to those events. But you came back and said, look, Hutch really isn't all that bad. It's about your act hustling to build a following.
Absolutely.
Did I paraphrase that right?
Yeah. And I mean, to give a little background on where I come from musically, one of my first bands coming out of high school, I don't even know that I'll share the name, because everybody would be like, huh? Don't know what that was. But anyway, we basically, you know, as young kids, we were too young to play in the bars, but we were old enough, we really didn't fit the young high school band scene so much. So we basically created our own events, and that was how we did. You know, we booked the very first concert I ever played with two other bands that were kind of high schoolish in age. We booked the Steelworkers Union in South Hutchinson, a little bitty hole-in-the-wall type of place. We packed the place out, you know, raised way more money than we ever needed to cover the rent of the building, and had an absolute blast, and people came out. But we pushed it. We hustled it. We made copies. We posted them everywhere. We stuck them in people's doors. We posted things everywhere, and that was prior to Facebook. It's even easier now.
And that's kind of a cool success story. I think another part of it, I think the opposite side of that that some people have to realize is your first one and your second one through your 13th gig or
right.
15th gig, you may literally have to be prepared if you don't just wear yourself out hustling
right.
for there to be like your mom and your dad and your little sister in the audience, and that's going to happen.
I've played
sometimes.
That. Oh, absolutely. Right. I've been there.
And those are the ones I see so many acts, bands, local bands, you know, and it seems to be really prevalent in the high school and just after high school age kind of acts.
Right.
That just give up on Hutchinson and hate Hutchinson's music scene or the town as a whole eventually, because their first gig that they played, you know, it was mom, dad, and then grandma was in the back with earmuffs on because she
right.
didn't really want to hear it. You can't give up either when it doesn't go right.
And some of it depends on what you're trying to get out of it too. I mean, in my case with my band now, with the Brian Davis Band, we are a Christian rock band. We go around, we play some worship stuff, but we play a lot of our original stuff too. We've created a following of people that like what we do. They support our ministry side of what we do in trying to help people and help, you know, we've helped the music programs at the Catholic schools as far as raising funds. We've helped all kinds of needy families and all kinds of situations. And people like that about us, and so they follow us. And whereas when I was younger, we were trying to make money.
Right.
And honestly, to this day, if you're trying to make money, you probably won't make money in Hutchinson. But if you're in it to share your art, if you're in it to have a following of people and that rally around what you're doing and what your music is, and you just want to play, there is a scene here for that. Now, with that said, people say, oh, well, Lawrence is a music town. Lawrence is the same way. If you want to make a living in Lawrence, you're going to have to work your tail off. It's just not easy. And Nashville's the same way. I just came
right.
from there recently, and it's the same way.
Well, and you hear, if you really pay attention to it, the literally just thousands of people that go to Nashville and then end up back home in a regular job. You know, it's not, and the ones that do go down there, I even have some friends in the business that have gone down there, who now are, you know, private jet flying in a musician type people. And no one really pays attention to the fact that they were in Nashville as a waiter or a waitress dirt broke for 8 years.
Right.
You know, and to me, that's the biggest lesson out of it is I think that if making money or, you know, being on the radio as a successful musician act at some time is the goal. I think until you get to go where you can do that, you still got to bust your tail, even if it's just honing your craft in front of four people,
yep.
And improving your skills. I think there's a whole bigger work ethic, long-term commitment, not needing instant gratification conversation to be had about all of America.
Mm-hmm.
But isn't that kind of what's happening a lot with our local musicians is, you know, they've watched music video. They want 10,000 screaming fans at their first gig ever.
Absolutely.
With their 17 and 18 year olds in their band.
Right. Well, and playing to a room of 100 plus people is a lot easier than playing to a room of 10 people that are just all staring at you or messing with their smartphone or whatever,
right.
You know, totally disconnected. But, you know, if you have that crowd, even that 15 to 20 people, and you can connect with two or three of those through your music, then you're successful in music. I mean, your music is connecting to somebody that's in that audience. They might go back and tell people how great a time they had, and then the next time they show up with five other friends. And that's the whole thing.
Exactly. And I think there's this weird catch 22 that's happened in Hutchinson of you have, well, we got to take a break, but after the break, I want to cover the fact that I think we have this group of people, this group of musicians, acts, artists that says, no one supports us. No one supports the things we do.
Right.
And then we have this whole group of, and it's a lot bigger group, of people that say there's nothing to go out and do mm-hmm. in Hutchinson. And you have conflicting stories right there. You have a group saying we're doing these things and nobody's coming. And then a group that's saying there's nothing to go do. And those one of those people's wrong, or they're
exactly.
both wrong, or something's not going right there. So let's take a quick break and come back and talk about that. We're here with Brian Davis from the Brian Davis Band discussing local music scenes in small towns.
This weekend, get the Maytag high-efficiency washer and dryer at the Home Depot for just $3.99 each. That's a $300 savings on the pair, which is a lot of stocking stuffers. Stockings that will now be cleaner and fluffier than ever. Save $300 on the Maytag high-efficiency washer and dryer pair, just $3.99 each. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. While supplies last through November 26th, U.S. only. See store for details.
Hurry into Lowe's for awesome Black Friday weekend deals. Get a DeWalt 18-volt half-inch cordless drill and driver kit for $99, a savings of $90. Also, Nest first-generation learning thermostat is now just $198, a savings of $51. Plus, choose 18-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more when you use your Lowe's consumer credit card. Lowe's, never stop improving. Offers valid 11/21 through 11/26, while supplies last. Credit offer valid 11/22 through 11/26. Special financing cannot be combined with 5% off everyday credit offer. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
My wife and I are spending more time on our computer.
It's so convenient.
Yeah, but there can be a downside.
Right, like buying fake drugs that are being sold over the internet.
Yeah, we learned the hard way.
At the emergency room.
Never buy prescription or over-the-counter drugs online from unknown or unlicensed sources, as they are often dangerous fakes. Counterfeits hurt, but you have the power to stop them. Go to www.ncpc.org/get real. Brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council and the Bureau of Justice Assistance, U.S. Department of Justice.
KSKU. Cody
Talks. Okay, welcome back. It's Cody Talks Show. I forgot to do the part at the beginning where Brian's here. Brian's a great guy to talk back and forth with, as well as on the link on the show on Cody Talks, I have a link to Brian's the Brian Davis Band's Facebook page, and as well as you can come on facebook.com/CodyTalks or hit us up on Twitter at Cody Talks, or we're even on Google Plus, which is still my favorite social media network, but there's nobody over there, so you have to come over and look for us. But come talk to us about it if you want to. We don't take call-ins on the show, but you can sure as heck ask a question if you want to this morning of us live. So we're talking about local music scenes. I couldn't come up... Literally, I named the episode "Let's Talk About the Local Music Scene" because it's been a lot. We have a huge creative staff behind the scenes.
I see him back there in the empty room.
Right, I couldn't come up with a better thing to talk about. But we talked a little bit about how Hutchinson, Kansas, and again, I think this probably applies to 1,500 towns across the country, towns, cities across the country, is not the perfect place at supporting its local musicians. But there's a flip side to that, that some of that responsibility, if not a lot more of that responsibility than some of them care to admit, falls on the musicians to do the work, to build the following, to promote their events, and to get the word out there. We talked about that part of it in the first segment. Mm-hmm. I do want to say that it's not a bash on all of them, because there's definitely, band included, some bands in our area that have developed a great following,
right?
And spent the years and thousands of hours and burnt soles off of shoes passing out flyers and you know, just dove into social media now, which you know, back 20 years ago when you were starting it, you literally kind of had to be on your phone at home calling people or physically handing out flyers. And now it is a lot easier to spread the word. There's a lot of bands in Hutch that have done it,
right?
That have pulled that off, have a following, and when they have a gig, people show up for it, right? It's not right. Everyone.
Well, and what's cool about it now is I can be at home in my PJs or whatever, hanging out, and I can be online and entering that information into things like thehutchnews.com to give them a plug, put it into their events calendar. It shows up then in the things to do. I made these, cut out these little things. I'll hold it up in the newspaper. Every day there's a things to do or a daily planner. Once you've entered that on that.com in their deal, it pops up there. It pops up on the B web page and ends up in the B on their calendar. It, by doing that one thing, it's hitting so many people. But then I get the thing of my younger friends that don't read the newspaper. I'm still old school. I still read the paper right. Every day. Granted, it wasn't at my door this morning when I got up.
You just admitted that
reason.
You hang out in your PJs, too. So
I did.
You are fairly old
right.
school.
I am fairly old school. I would be right now, probably, just barely getting up and getting ready for church, actually.
Right.
So, but there is that things to do that has, you know, I highlighted from the weekend four different things that were going on in the area in Hutchinson that myself, my wife, and I included, or our family as a whole, would have taken part in, probably. But we were busy. We had other things going on.
And that really is... I was a part of, I worked for a company that the Hutch News owned for 3 years and was actively involved in helping build a community calendar and mm-hmm. then assess and decide on the best ways to spread that information around. Not getting the paper is not a legitimate reason to have that information, because that information is actively available on a computer, on a smartphone, and a mobile version. It's all out there. And the Hutch News has done a phenomenal job. I really pushed for, we need to try and build this one place that not only everyone goes and checks for what to do, but everyone that's putting something on goes at it. That's the way that I felt was the best way to attack this what to do in Hutchinson.
Yep.
And the Hutch News did their part.
Right.
Not to say that I couldn't come up with some knocks or some things that I think the Hutch News could change. But the reason that that's not, first of all, you have 2 days worth of events and there's a ton of things to do.
Absolutely.
But the other thing that has to be noted is there's another 50 things that are happening in Hutchinson, Kansas that aren't on there because their event organizers, and I think you'll back me up, didn't do a minute and a half of work.
Right.
You know, there's very
didn't go
little
to that
work.
Webpage. That's
there's
all you
very,
do.
Very little work to put this and get it in the Hutch News' system of distribution. I know for a fact that if you take the time and contact the local radio stations here in town, a lot of times they'll really go out of their way to work for you.
Yep.
Now they're a little bit more limited sometimes in airspace, but they'll work with you and help you promote your events. The things that you can do for free, if you'll commit to it, there's a lot of them.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. The radio stations have been great in the area. Whenever we've had a big event that's going to be like a benefit concert for something, if we put it in front of them, give them all the information, you know, basically write it out for them. It's a public service announcement. They do great jobs of putting it on. You know, KSKU included, we'll give them a plug that we're here. They've been great about it over the years. Whenever we've had something, they've supported us.
It's not even hard.
It's
not hard at all. And you know, so many people don't do anything, or they'll tell their friends. You know, that's the other thing. And I run into it all the time with small businesses in my job, helping them promote themselves. That they say, oh, we don't need to advertise or market. Word of mouth will solve it.
Mm-hmm.
Word of mouth is phenomenal advertising,
yep.
But you cannot depend on it in this day and age where people are so distracted, have 9 million things to go do.
Yep.
Word of mouth doesn't sink in. You've got to put it in print or there's so many cool things you can do with barcodes where they scan the QR code and it puts it in their calendar event so that their phone pops up and reminds them to, you
right.
know, all of these things, and they're all freaking free. Let's get back to what I wanted to talk about in this segment, that you have this weird conundrum of these people saying, we have these gigs and nobody's coming to them.
Right.
And then you have this other group of people saying there's nothing to do in Hutchinson. I firmly believe that 90% of the people in both of those groups, those problems of theirs are their fault. That they can't find anything to do or that no one's coming to their events.
Well, and on part of the thread that started this whole thing, if you remember right, there was somebody that started to talk about a style of event that really what they were describing was exactly Third Thursday. And both of us at the same time were posting in, doesn't that sound like Third Thursday?
Yeah.
And then it, you know, and it posted that way. And then he's saying like, well, but I hardly know what's going on. If I don't happen to drive down there, I don't know Third Thursday's going on. And I'm thinking, okay, it's called Third Thursday.
Yeah.
So it happens on Third Thursday. He's a good friend of mine, so I can rib him a little bit, but you know, sometimes it's kind of getting your head out of the sand a little bit and paying attention to what is happening in the world around you. Yeah, you don't take the paper newspaper, but if you're on Facebook all the time, then go like the B page or something, because the B page has the same calendar that's in the paper newspaper and, you know, things like that. So some of it is some work on the side of the end user saying, I want something to do. Some of it's the people on the front side of it needing to do the legwork to get it in the places where people will find it.
And really very little of it is Hutchinson as a community sucking at supporting it. It's
not.
It's groups of individuals. I'll tell you, I want to give you one quick example of, I think, something that I did that really set this all in stone to me. Was Memorial Hall is something that's bugged me for a decade, that incredible building is sitting down there and not being taken advantage of. And I don't blame the city. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's the city of Hutchinson's job to promote and put on events as a government entity.
Right.
I don't think it's their job. Technically, I think that Memorial Hall would be much better off if it was held in private hands. So I tried to prove that one time.
Right.
And I went and rented it for about a 6-month period exclusively. I ran it. I promoted it. We brought in several acts. We brought in smaller, unknown acts. Literally, we did that because I wanted less exposure when we screwed them up, because I had no idea what I was doing. But I was lucky enough to put a great group of people around me, and we ran some top-notch events. The attendance was fairly low at those events, and it didn't bother me. I knew that was going to happen. That was the plan. We wanted to work through our mistakes and try to build a following for the facility itself. And then we had Uncle Cracker. And I spent more money in a 60-mile radius of Hutchinson than I've ever spent on a car to promote that event.
That's not saying much. I've seen your cars.
Well, I know. There have been some times in my life when I've had nicer cars.
All right.
I spent five figures
on
promoting this event in a 100-mile radius of Hutchinson, Kansas.
Wow.
And the next day, the day after it, talking to people that I ran into about, hey, did you come to the Uncle Cracker concert last night?
Yep.
And them saying, no, I didn't know he was here. Uncle Cracker was in Hutchinson, Kansas. Really? Where
Wow.
did he play at? And I literally made the point. I wanted to be able to say it's your fault.
Right.
That you didn't know he was here, because I had posters all over town. I had two different half page ads in the newspaper. I had every single radio station. It didn't matter if they played his music or not.
Yeah.
We did everything we could possibly think of to make that happen. Everywhere that would take an ad from us, we put an ad
right.
in. And I literally, there's just a lot of people that I think are on the other side of it, not the musician side, the attendee side, that there's nothing to do in Hutch. I literally came to the conclusion that they're trying to prove that there's nothing to do in Hutch by not going and doing the things that there are to do.
Yeah, if they participated, that means there's something happening, right?
And they'd be wrong.
They'd be wrong.
They'd be wrong about there being nothing to do in Hutch, because there's so many cool things to go and do. Anyway, I don't really know what the answer is to this whole conundrum. And I'll be the first to admit that Hutchinson's not perfect.
Right.
You know, and if you're going to have a way off the beaten path kind of event, you know, which I'm not opposed to. I want Hutch to have every kind of event that there is. But if you're going to have a, I don't know what to call it, a real cross-culture event or a real
– right.
You're going to have to work even harder.
Right.
Because, you know, Hutch is kind of a pop music. I think that the Christian influence music probably does fairly well in Hutch.
Right.
And country. If you're going to step outside of that, I'll help support you. I want it here. Even if I don't like right. the music, I want it here. But you also have to admit that you're going against the grain. You're choosing
right.
to have a tougher battle.
And if you're a heavy metal band or if you're a punk rock band, you know, they're putting in the same amount of work that we are, but it is harder to build a following in our community. I will admit that wholly. I think the festival that started this whole thing when I started the thread with the other guy was the Wake the Dead Fest.
Right.
And I attended that thing years ago when it was at the fairgrounds originally at the Farm Bureau Arena, which
right.
is now Brett's Law Arena. And it was pretty cool. It wasn't really my bag because I'm not into heavy metal so much, but it was an event. I was out supporting it. What I've heard lately from friends of mine that have children or whatever, and they love to go support music. They come to our stuff. They come to all kinds of things. They had went to the Wake the Dead Fest, and it was being publicized as a family-friendly event, but it was very much not so because of alcohol consumption, language, whatever else. And, you know, that's cool if that's what event you're wanting to hold. I'm not bashing them for that because that's fine. There's people that fits what they want for an event.
Right.
But don't bill yourself as a family event if you're going to do that, because that's not cool for people with kids that would take them out and then expose them to that.
Well, you also have to be – it's not something that you can then knock Hutchinson for.
No.
Because if – you can't knock people for not coming to an event that's billed improperly or is just completely against everything that they like,
right.
you know. Now that doesn't mean that the event shouldn't be here.
No.
They just got to go out and do the work to make sure that every person that could possibly be interested knows
right.
about it. And there's a lot of events. I don't know the specifics on the Wake the Dead Fest, so I don't want to get
I
into
don't
that,
either.
But there's a lot of events that don't do that. They
right.
they get their venue, they launch their event, and then they sit and hope that people will come. As well as there's a lot of folks that think there's nothing to do and aren't doing the work of going and finding the list of things that there are to do. And
right.
it just seems like this crazy easy fix. If everyone would just cooperate and get together, we could really make it all a little better.
You know, and going when you were talking about Memorial Hall, it brought up the fact there was a quote in that thread on my page that somebody said something about they don't have the venues. Either our venues are too big or our venues are too small. And so I kind of took that yesterday and I started scratching my head and made a list of the area of the places in Hutch where you could have concerts. From the sports arena, the Fox Theater, Memorial Hall, Stringer Fine Arts would be another option if you wanted to rent that building. Avenue A Park, you could do stuff there. DCI Park, Cary Park, those are all free of charge places you could hold events in the good weather. Anywhere along Third Thursday route. HHS Auditorium is incredible nowadays. I'm assuming you could probably rent that for a public event. Coffee shops, Metro Coffee in town is incredible. I was saying earlier, if you're trying to book a show, we usually do a winter gig there every year, kind of an acoustic set with our band, and it's always packed. You know, they're booked out into February, I think, right now. Granted, they might have a weekend here or there, but they have the Kitsons over there
lots
are doing an incredible job
there.
Over there with stuff and promoting local music and selling our stuff. I mean, you can buy our CD from our band there. And the State Fairgrounds has a whole bunch of buildings. They love to rent to you. My point being, part of the problem with Memorial Hall is by the time you put on an event there, if you have to hire in the sound, which I
right.
think you do because of union stuff, by the time you do all that, you might as well go to the Fox Theater. It's a more intimate setting. You actually have about the same amount of dollars wrapped up in it from one to the other.
Right.
The Fox Theater over the years has been incredible to our band when we have hosted events there. You know, you've got a it's not cheap. You know, you're spending some cash to have a concert there, but it's an incredible venue. The crew there is top notch, and you can't go wrong.
There's tons of venues in Hutch of every size except a true put Taylor Swift in it giant arena.
Well, you could put her in the sports arena, but, you know, that'd be kind of lame.
It'd be $200
yeah.
a ticket, too. All right, let's take a quick break. I went over a little bit. He's faunching at the bit. Got to run some commercials and make the station some money. We'll be right back with Cody Talks.
Mr. Hampton, you're hired.
Thank you. You placed the largest newspaper help wanted ad I've ever seen.
652 words, unbelievably pricey, but we found the perfect person.
The only thing not in your ad was the salary.
Ah, for the first year, you'll make nothing.
What?
Well, newspaper ad that size, we have to pay for it some way.
But how do I eat? Where do I sleep?
On the lovely cot in our boiler room. There's tons of canned food, and you can use the seventh floor bathroom day or night. Isn't that swell?
Yeah, swell.
More swell is CentralKansasHelpWanted.com. Unlimited words to describe the job. Place as many ads as you want for one low price. CentralKansasHelpWanted.com. Amazing.
What's wrong with Mr. Zaycate?
He placed a help wanted ad in the newspaper.
Again?
He used lots of words to describe the job.
Again?
He just got the humongous bill.
You were going to tell him about CentralKansasHelpWanted.com.
Well,
you said, unlike newspapers, with CentralKansasHelpWanted.com, you get unlimited words to describe the job.
Even place as many ads as you want for one low price.
So why not tell him?
And missing his tear-streaked, runny-nose, puffy-eye breakdown every month?
He just blew his nose in his tie.
Ew.
CentralKansasHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
Hey, get out of the road!
You get out of the road! At least my bumper's not falling off! Oh, great.
In many states, if you're a young man turning 18, you can't get a driver's license if you don't register with the Selective Service System at SSS.gov. Which means if you don't register, you could be doing a whole lot of this.
KSKU. Cody
Talk. All right, we're back with Brian Davis on the Cody Talk Show. We're here talking about local music scenes, really just the local scene in general this all applies to. That you can't... I've had this... Let me throw this phrase at you that I've used talking about Hutchinson, Kansas for a long time. That I think Hutch is sometimes too big to be small... and too small to be big. And what I mean by that is we almost have, and there's going to be a lot of people that just call me an idiot. We almost sometimes have too much stuff going on for our population to really support all of it.
Yeah.
Because we're big enough at 40,000 people that we have somebody that wants, there's somebody out there that wants everything.
Right.
You know, and music in general has kind of gotten just uber complicated in the last 15. You know, when we were kids, there was like heavy metal, rock and roll, pop, country, Christian, and hip hop.
Yeah.
That was really about it. Then all of those had their classic versions of each one.
Yeah. And honestly, the Christian scene at that point was pretty lame, and it was definitely, it was more church music than it was Christian rock realm. So, yeah.
But you only had like seven genres of music to be a fan of.
Right.
And now each one of those has developed 57 subcultures underneath them.
Yeah.
To the point that, like, I may be a country fan, but I only like Red Dirt and I don't like this kind of country.
Right.
And I've got Red Dirt tattooed on my arm and it's all I like and I'm not going to anything else.
Right.
And so it's complicated the music scene, and Hutchinson is a big enough town that if someone brings a country band to town, and they're not Red Dirt, those Red Dirt people are like, I'm not going to that.
Right.
That's not real country. Or I don't want to just pick on them, because it happens in all different genres. And we're big enough that we have those groups of people that want exactly what they want.
Yeah.
So that's my point, that we're too big to be small. In a small town, anybody comes to town. And it's the thing to do. So every, you know, it doesn't even matter if you like the music or not.
Right.
It's the thing that everybody's going to. And that doesn't happen so much in Hutchinson. But at the same time, we're too big to be small applies to that too, that we can't just rely on, you can't just do that one thing and everybody's going to come to it.
Right.
Like a small, like a, you know, a 2,000 person town where you have someone's playing at the American Legion, and 40% of the town's going to it because it's the only thing to do.
You know, and there was a comment on that thread that this all started from that also said something to that fact, and it was talking about the amount of things we have going on, but sometimes it's a matter of people broadening their horizons a bit as far as what they would consider to go to. You know, back to what you were talking about, Uncle Cracker, I didn't get to attend that due to my schedule, but I'm not a fan of his music. I was going to go. I wanted to support the event in Hutch, and, you know, I couldn't go because of other issues with work or whatever. But and that happens. But a lot of times it's, there was an event at the sports arena that was a rap artist they brought in. I don't know who it was. I can't
Tech
remember.
Nine.
Tech Nine. Yeah. I don't know why that slipped my mind. I've never heard Tech Nine before. But, it's an event in Hutch. And I almost considered, well, should I go to that? Again, it's supporting people that are putting on these events, supporting the artists that are coming in, giving of their time, all those types of things. So in some ways, we've got to support people that are here. Support could be a lot of things. We talked about, what does support mean? Some people said it was just attending their concerts. Some say it was pitching in some money into their tip jar or whatever, or paying at the door. And others were saying, man, just show up and, sing along and be interactive in their concert and, and then tell others. A lot of times when I post something on Facebook for an event coming up, I'm always saying, share this, please. Because, my circle of friends is only as small as that. Whereas then that person has another, 20, 50 people that I don't contact.
That's another huge part of the support. You can boil it right down to your Facebook status. If you're having an event and I see it on Facebook and I can't go, I still try to share a lot of those events to let people know, hey, I'm not going to be able to attend this, but this is a really cool thing. That digital word of mouth and spreading the word about those events is a huge thing.
What I found too with our following is when we first went Facebook, I went kind of wholeheartedly into Facebook and was just, everything was posted there, and I kind of neglected our email listing.
Sure.
And so then I started having people say, man, I haven't heard of you guys playing anywhere for a while. I'm like, well, I've been posting everything on Facebook. Yeah, we don't do Facebook in our house. Right. Oh, cool. Okay. Well, sorry about that.
Well,
I'm better about that now.
But there's multiple options, and you find people that say, yeah, there's so many things I got to do, and I just wish they would switch that mentality to so many opportunities. I mean, you can look at it as a to-do list of all these places that you need to post, or you can look at it as all these opportunities to tell people about your cause or your organization. I want to get into a couple of what I think are success stories, kind of like prove it can be done in Hutchinson, Kansas.
Okay.
I think that your band is a great example of that, as a band that just put in the time, did the work, built the following, and now, if I'm not speaking out of turn, feels supported by the community of Hutchinson.
Absolutely. I mean, we have regular contacts now in all the surrounding little towns. We go regularly out to Kingman and some of the other towns around here to play events in the summers, and it's just kind of become a recurring thing. We're going back, myself and some of the bandmates are going back this January to Washington, D.C. to play an event for the March for Life out there, the National March for Life. And it's something, this will be our second trip out there to get to do some things. And so it's that word of mouth. If people at a concert, they were engaged in what we did, they liked what we did, and now they said, hey, they were on a board or something for another event, and they said, hey, you need to look at these guys.
Right.
So then we end up there again, so.
I think another great, I don't know what to call it, third Thursday in my mind, not just a music event, but an event that Jennifer Randall envisioned as solving some of these problems.
Right.
Giving people something to do, as well as giving artists and musicians a place to showcase and be seen and be heard.
Yeah.
And I was at the first third Thursday, and I spent some time with Jennifer beforehand, and it was 4 or 5 years ago maybe now that she had this giant vision of what this thing could be.
Yep.
There was 18 people at the first third Thursday in her art gallery, one band and just her art. And that wasn't her plan. Her plan was she wanted it to be big from the get-go. And I can remember saying to her, look, I'll throw everything I have behind this if you promised me that you'll commit to doing 3 of these, even if they're failures. Yep. And obviously she made a much bigger commitment than that, a much bigger push on it. And now there's literally, I've heard numbers from the city at times of 4,000 and 5,000 people that are at Third Thursday walking around, enjoying off the wall things, right? I mean, not your typical kind of run of the mill Midwest Hutchinson, Kansas things. There's bands, that are not mainstream bands. You know, there's artists that are eccentric in their art. There's some really cool creative things happening at Third Thursday. And she took the same role that the Brian Davis band took in saying, look, we want to do this. We're going to pound ground. We're going to deal with, you know, nobody but some of our family showing up to one of our gigs.
Grandma was there.
Right. And you pound it through, and she proved that Hutchinson, Kansas is a place that has some open minds and will adopt these kind of things.
You know, and I'm shocked at the amount of people that I still run across that are my friends that, you know, have kids, and they still have yet to really go down there and partake in that. And it's like, my kids are asking me, when's the next Third Thursday? Because we go down and we wander. This is when our band isn't playing, so we've done a lot of them. But, you know, the kids, they love it. My kids will take their little purse. I've got three daughters that are 11 and a twins that are 8. And they'll take their – yeah, I'm older than I look, trust me.
I have a 15-year-old, so I know what you have to look forward to times three.
But anyway, but they'll take their little purse with cash, and they'll go down, and all these artists have, you know, their little duct tape bracelets and whatever else,
right.
And they love that stuff. And it's, you know, they'll spend $2, and they'll have a whole handful of little trinkets and whatever, and we'll go to the toy store and buy suckers and play with toys, and I get to listen to bands, which is my part. They get annoyed because I stand there too long in front of a bluegrass band known as whatever, and then we go to the... You know, and it's just, like you said, every genre is down there. We're listening to some, like, country, bluegrass, gospel stuff, and then we wander down the street, and it's kind of a more heavy, hard rock, and then there's some jazz guys out there, and shit. It's awesome.
Yeah, it's a really cool event. The coolest thing is, like you just said, is when I ask my 15-year-old what her plans are for the night, and she's going to Third Thursday with somebody. You know, we really – and then – you go down there, and her friends are walking, and my mom is right behind, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, and there's three generations of people there. And, you know, like you said, I may walk by a band that the noise kind of grind, you know, I don't like that, but all I got to do is walk another block, and there's a band that I'm going to get in trouble for standing and listening to too long because my family wants to keep moving. But you know, there was even some discussion on that thread of yours about, well, yeah, but that's once a month. Or there was also that discussion of, yeah, I haven't been down there yet.
Right. And it's been happening for however many years
it's been
now?
5 years. It's not real hard to figure out when it is.
Yeah, it's in a cycle.
It's kind of the name kind of gives away when it's going to happen, you know, the third Thursday of every month. That part of it really frustrates me I haven't been down there yet to Third Thursday, and I understand how busy people are, but 5 years of it is like, that's 60 times that it's happened.
And there's nights I've been down there when it's threatening rain. Our band was playing one night when it was all of a sudden this huge storm rolled in, and so we're tearing down, and people are still wanting to stand there and listen to us. You know, it was like, okay, we've got thousands of dollars worth of instruments out here. We're going to pack those up. We'll see you guys next month, you know?
It's
cool because, I mean, there's people down there that just – when we play, when we started playing years ago down there, it was kind of a come and go, and we could almost like repeat songs because nobody really hung around that long.
Right.
Now it's like we'll have people that sit there the whole 2-3 hours that we're sitting out there playing, and so
absolutely, folks hauling their lawn chairs down,
absolutely,
because they're following their band,
instead
of really going to the event, which is awesome too. They're just going to a concert instead of the whole happenings of Third Thursday. It's a really cool event that, to me, sums up what you have to do to have success with an event or an act or a culture or anything in Hutchinson.
You know, and something else I've kind of done, when we have, like this past weekend, there's a place called the Hub Community Center that's opening here in Hutch, and it's right next to the Burger King on 4th Street. It used to be the Full Gospel Assembly Church. And the people behind that, it's not driven by any particular church, but to give them a little bit of a plug, they're in the community. They're going to be helping people that are either in poverty situations, homeless, needing to learn English as a second language. They're needing support through addictions or depression or whatever through the Celebrate Recovery programs. They're doing those things. Well, they contacted us to help them do kind of a kickoff their first night. We did that last Saturday night. And when I was putting together the concert for that, I purposefully packed it with multiple bands and musicians. Instead of just us showing up, which would have brought our following, then the people with the hub would have had their people that would have showed up. By having four and five different groups that all have their own little circle of people, that place was packed. We had a great event, and it was an incredible event. It was kind of a long night. It was like 3 hours worth of music, but it was everybody that was there had a blast, and I purposefully built it that way because I knew everybody would bring their little circle of people, and it would make for a bigger event. So sometimes you have to strategize a bit to make sure you have the crowd built in.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, but, exactly. Just putting the work in and hustling and
right.
doing it as well. As So we got to take a break. We need to have a break time. All right, take a break, Heath.
See, all right.
He just sits back there quiet and forgets to remind me
about
breaks.
He needs to punch you with like a cattle prod once in a while.
Exactly. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back.
CentralKansasHelpWanted.com. CentralKansasHelpWanted.com is now up and running. To place your first ad at CentralKansasHelpWanted.com, free, be one of the first 50 users to post with the tracking code TRYITOUT. All one word, no spaces. That'll give you a 30-day job posting with colors and logo included, all free. So post your ad today at CentralKansasHelpWanted.com to be one of the first 50 users.
I'm a third grade teacher.
I'm a school bus driver.
I am a parent.
I am a teacher's aide. And I agree to be identified
as a caring adult who pledges to help bullied students.
I will listen carefully to all students who seek my help
and act on their behalf
to put an immediate stop to bullying.
I will work with other caring adults to create a safe learning environment for all the students in my school.
In my school.
In my school.
In my school.
I'm Dennis Van Roekel, president of the National Education Association. Help us create safe, bully-free learning environments for all students. One caring adult can make all the difference. Be that adult and take the pledge at nea.org/bullyfree. Adults have the power to stop bullying in our schools.
It starts with me.
It starts with me.
It starts with me.
It starts with me.
Bully free. It starts with me.
Visit nea.org/bullyfree. A message from the National Education Association.
KSKU. Cody Talks.
All right, we're back. Cody Talks here with Brian Davis from the Brian Davis Band. Who that's him singing right there that you can kind of hear in the background.
I will say, see, I can check that off my bucket list. I have a song on the radio now.
There you
every
go.
Week, every exactly. week.
Every single week,
Cody
consistently.
Talks.
Long time. It's been on the radio for 21 weeks.
It's incredible. It's
not
chart,
all
art, it's like
not
chart
all
now,
artists
right?
can claim that. I want to summarize. I want to like, because this is a passionate, this is something that I'm very passionate about that, and I'm not, I don't argue with people, wholeheartedly when they say there's nothing to do in Hutch. I just want them to rephrase it to there isn't maybe exactly what I wanted to do right now in Hutch. I'll go with you on that. We don't mm-hmm. have incredible diversity, but I want to make two pleas out to people. And one of them I can do because it's directly to the people that that are saying there's nothing to do in Hutch or are bored in Hutchinson. And the plea to them is, and it's not a Hutchinson thing. This is a small to medium sized communities across the mm-hmm. nation, probably the world.
Right.
And I imagine that there's
Bangladesh 20, has the same
yeah,
problems.
Exactly. They can't find what they want to do over there either. But for those of you, go look. If you're in Hutch, go to the Hutch News. If you're in a town or the B, as the Hutch News is new, what's happening? I know if you used to read the B, that's not at all what it used to be. It's right. changed. Go check it out. It's got a lot of this kind of content in it. Go look for things to do instead of sitting at home and griping about it. The other plea that I want to be made is really the reason that Brian is here, because I'm not a musician. I'm not an artist. But I've always kind of firmly believed that some of them didn't really do the work to market themselves and to let us know what's happening out there. So Brian's like my ace in the hole, that he can help me make that plea to artists
right.
to do the legwork, do the things, let the community know what's happening, push it, work at it. Don't give up if the first one's not a success in the terms that you thought it was going to be. Right.
You know, and every event you go to is going to be different. I mean, we have, you know, last Saturday night we played and it was a great packed house. And then we played Thursday night. We were in Wichita at an event and it was pretty much a bust. There was, you know, 30 people there. Granted, they were there for another event and we were the band that was providing music. We were supposed to play like four different segments and eight or nine songs. We played like four songs and it was just, we hauled all our gear to Wichita, but granted, we got paid for it. I mean, it was just, it was a gig, but it was kind of disappointing, yeah, because you're there to play music and it kind of wasn't what you envisioned. But, you know, we went there, we networked, we met some new people that we wouldn't have met otherwise that heard of now of our band, and who knows where that'll go. Typically what happens is X and Y person that we met then wants us to come to their event in Wichita or surrounding area, so we get another gig out of it, another connection, and so even if the event's a bust, network with the people out there because you never know what's going to come of it.
Well, and also remember that at one time the Beatles played in front of four people. You know, at one time Elvis got booked for a gig and nobody showed up and bought tickets.
Right.
I mean, that's part of the game. And pounding the ground and continuing to do it like the Brian Davis Band has and Third Thursday has, and numerous other, you know, King Midas, Sons of Midas. Those are Hutchinson bands that created a following and a name.
Absolutely.
And it took time, but they did
it. You know, like Bob Colliday's another name that I always hear coming up. He's great at it, and he has his Simone de Garfunk. And, you know, anytime they're doing something, you always hear about it because if you're paying attention, he's great at it, getting it out there in the cycle. And the news is great about covering him, too, as far as articles when he's doing his little moped tour or whatever they called that thing.
Yeah, the Skooksters.
Yeah, that's cool.
Ukuleles on scooters. Yeah, Bob's one of those guys that I don't think Bob cares. If there's one person there,
right,
Bob's happy, you know. Yeah. And that's not, you can't.
Because he gets to play.
Right,
and that's
exactly
what he wants to do.
And, yeah, it's a different motivation than some, which maybe makes it a little easier to feel like every event's a success. But Bob's a great guy. There's a lot of people making really cool music in Hutchinson, Kansas, and loving it. And so my plea is to those that don't think that Hutch supports its local music scene, and the other side, those that think there's nothing to do in Hutch, is put in a little more work. And those of us that are out there trying to support you, we'll try a little harder. And we can actually make things better and people happier.
And the thing I've struggled with probably is that I don't feel like I'm a real bragging type of person on myself. I'm pretty critical of myself, and our band kind of is the same way. We're pretty critical, but in order to put in the hustle, you've got to toot your own horn more than you're ever comfortable with. You've got to be your own biggest fan, really, make it.
That was a phenomenal segue. Did you do that on purpose?
I didn't.
Because we have three minutes left now,
okay.
And I really do. I want you to take that 3 minutes and give us maybe like a really abbreviated history and how to follow the Brian Davis Band if you want to.
Well, 9 years ago, we were sitting around the dinner table at my mom's house and having lunch, and my sister said something to the fact of the school where her sons were attending, which was locally, it was Holy Cross. They wanted to raise some funds for some music instruments for the music department, and they weren't sure how to do it, didn't want to hold another fundraiser, like cookie dough type of fundraiser.
Right.
And I jokingly said to my brother-in-law, which played music with me at church, man, we should put on a concert. We could, you know, we could raise them some money. And that turned into a true event that 8 years later was still happening and raised over $35,000 for those music departments at the Catholic schools by that one thing. And we formed to play that one concert, literally. We had no name for the band. It stuck as the Brian Davis Band because the people knew me through whatever ministries I had been doing, and so it was Brian Davis's band, so that kind of stuck. So lack of creativity, I guess we got our name.
Right.
But, you know, 9 years later, here we are, and we're playing all over the place. We're heading out to, like I said, out to D.C. this year to do another concert out there, or actually next year. But you can find us at – I had some issues with our Facebook user, whatever, vanity name. So basically the easiest way to get us is thebriandavisband.com. Again, thebriandavisband.com. That'll forge you to our Facebook. Eventually that will be a full-on .com. There are a couple songs posted there. They're fairly old. We released an album a couple years ago, and we're working on a new one now. So the songs that are there are the little blue box for play. It'll take you to our Reverb Nation page, which has music there. And that's kind of the abbreviation of the Brian Davis Band. We play a lot of outdoor festivals and events, church events. We do lead worship, so to speak. If people want us for that, we come in and do some of that. A lot of, though, what we do is more of a full-on rock concert, Christian themed, with some worship mixed in is really more of what we do. And
write phenomenal radio theme songs.
We write these little jingles. Yeah, I'll give a shout-out to Frankie Shane Pierman and Jason Pierman, drummer for my band, and Lonnie Johnson. They kind of pitched in. It wasn't the full band on that one. I kind of wrote it, took it to that little core group, and then we fleshed it out, so to speak. And it's got its flaws, but I hope it's catchy.
That's the main thing. I've got a freaking theme song. That's all that really matters about the whole thing.
Yeah.
Well, I want to thank you for coming on. I want to thank you for your perspective on it too, because I kind of have had the same perspective in that I think that folks can be doing more from the artist end to create the music scene as well as folks do. You know, I think that it's a people thing. It's not a community problem. It's an individual people getting out and doing more from both sides of it that can make it all better and make just Hutch a more fun place. So
yeah.
We're out of time, but I want to thank you for coming on. Have you back sometime and talk about it again, because it's a great topic, and keep doing what you're doing.
Thanks, man.
All right, thanks, folks. We'll see you next week on Cody Talks. The archive will be up and ready. The podcast will be up and ready here in the next hour and a half to download it. Put your comments on Facebook or on Twitter and let us know what you think of this discussion. Check out the Brian Davis Band's Facebook page. Book them for a gig if you're in the area, or not. They go all the way to Washington, D.C. Yeah. They'll go all over the world for you.
You pay, we travel.
There you go. Thanks. We'll see you next week.
Don't matter if you've been left or right, if you bleed red or blue. You better listen up, friends, cause we got a show for you.
Don't forget and tell your friends, Cody Talks is on every Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on 94.7 KSKU in Central Kansas and live worldwide on CodyTalks.com. See you next week.